great. All right, so again, this is Bethany, and this is your Stand Out and Get Paid Like a Rockstar Hot Seat class. And so as you know, the intention for this call is to answer any questions you have and to give you feedback and to do whatever it's going to take to get you to that next step, to push you forward, right? So our Stand Out Like a Rockstar, you can. You know, we've taken you through the, we're taking you through the perfect customer, right? So getting in touch with your perfect rock star customer and then gathering all that incredible information, the before and after picture that will lead you right into your opening mission statement where you can go to any event and sound powerful and attract attention and get folks to want to know who you are and what you offer. And, you know, we're telling you to get out there now and just use that opening mission statement. You'll also use that in videos you make, any kind of correspondence you have with anybody. When they get to know you, that's the first thing that they'll hear from you, right? So that's your opening mission statement. And, again, we've had some incredible responses from folks who've been out there using it. Some of our rock stars just was just at a networking event, and she was saying that nobody in the entire room had anything like what she had in her opening mission statement. And at the end of this networking event, she got a potential speaking gig, which is what we're encouraging you to do, which is get out there and get speaking and get known and being seen as the expert that you are, and a strategy session opportunity. So it's pretty powerful, that one little sentence doing all of that work. And then, of course, you work through your packages, and I know I worked through some of you last week on your packages and, you know, setting your pathway and seeing, well, how do I take people from point A to point B so that you can now get some packages going and start selling those, which, again, allows you to work with more people. It allows you to, when you're describing what you do, instead of boring somebody with all of the details, which is what we usually do, it helps you to, and yes, you want to give some details like, yeah, it's a 90-minute call or it's this kind of class. But what you really want to do is be giving them the transformation, the benefits. What are they going to get out of it? What are they going to, how are they going to transform? And, you know, Margaret and I just came back from San Diego over the weekend. We went to an incredible mastermind with the Mind Movies folks, and they're really, you know, incredibly hot in this industry. And, you know, what really gets people, and they said it over and over again, is the emotion, is the feeling. They want to know how they're going to feel. And it's up to you to do the interviews with your people, to, you know, do this before and after picture work. And then from here on out, as you're working with folks, recording, how do they feel? What's it like when they work with you? What's it like when they've come to you at the beginning, and how do they feel at the end? That is what attracts your perfect customer to you. That's what they're looking for. They want to feel a different way. They want to get out of where they are, and it's up to you, like I said, to articulate how they're going to feel when they're done. And that is what not only sells, which is incredible because you have something unbelievable to offer, right? So you want them to say yes to what you have. But it's up to us to tell them, hey, here's what you're going to get. And then Module 4 and Module 5 are all about selling and then speaking and giving talks, which we're right now, all of you can get out there and book a talk, and that's going to be actually your challenge for this week, is to get out there and find some place to speak. Where are your perfect customer hanging out? And even if you don't know, you can, you know, Margaret and I both started presenting and teaching at libraries, at any local business places where business meetings are held. There's lots of places near you. Just look locally, find out a business networking meeting, or, you know, and as you're networking, just start, if you're meeting people who know your perfect customer or who are potentially perfect customers, say, hey, I'd love to have a group with you together, and I have this incredible talk that I want to give, and you let them know the name of the talk and give them, of course, the transformation of the talk, and you go and you do it, and you go and practice getting yourself seen as an expert, getting yourself out there as and getting more experience and being seen as this authority. And it comes when you're out there and you practice. And you practice your opening mission statement and you practice doing the talk that we lined out for you called Your 40 Awesome Minutes in Module 4. And then, of course, how to create a talk that sells in Module 5. So I'd be happy to answer any questions about that, but that's where you definitely want to be looking towards. And, you know, a lot of you are going to say, well, I want to write my talk now and just, you know, and then I will find people. But what I find and what a lot of our rock stars have found, most of us are, and most of the clients that I've worked with, most, and including myself, most of us are not really spurred into action until there's something that has to happen, until we have a deadline. So if you're out there and you have your own business and you're working on your own, you have to create that urgency for yourself. You have to create the squeeze, the pressure to get things done. And nothing better than can make that happen than to book a talk that you're not ready for. So you have an idea of what you might want to talk about. You just start talking it up, how amazing this talk is going to be. And someone says, all right, you know, we come to our meeting next week. Well, that gives you a couple days, a week to get that talk done and ready and good enough to get out there and deliver it. And then once you deliver it, you'll know how to tweak it. You'll know how to make it better. You'll know how to have more impact. You'll also see how incredibly awesome you are, because I find that once we go out and do it, we're way better than we ever think we're going to be. So your challenge, again, is to get out there and do some talks now. Book them now and then work on it. And I know it sounds counterintuitive, but nothing, like I said, that external pressure of a deadline and somebody else depending on you that is going to get you busy and creating that talk. So that's Module 4 and Module 5. And then Module 6 is your big why story. And if you haven't gotten to that, that's okay. And it's just an extra piece of awesomeness that we wanted to include, that if you want to relate to your customers in a way that they feel your heart, that they know where you're coming from, that they know that you get them, you understand them. And there's nothing like creating amazing, raving fans when they can feel your heart, when they know that you understand who they are because you've been there or you've had some experience that has spurred you to connect with this population, with your niche, that has spurred you to connect with your perfect customer and want to support them. Most of us are our own perfect customer, and if you're not, then there's some reason that you've chosen this population to work with. And your big why story allows you to communicate that in a way that has heart and feeling. It allows you to be a little more vulnerable. It allows you to really be authentic and real. And that is what moves people to buy. It's what moves people to want to work with you. And again, yes, we're focusing at stand out and get paid like a rock star. So we want you to get paid, and we focus on money because that is the currency that we're living in, right? But not only does somebody pay you and you get money, and that's exciting, but you also get to get a transformation to happen. You also get to have somebody experience a transformation. And here's one more piece that I want to bring you from the mastermind that, again, Margaret and I went to, and we were some of the top most incredible people in this industry who are have incredible products, incredible programs, and are selling them like there's no tomorrow. And Laurel Langemere was presenting, and she makes millionaires. That's her gig. That's what she does. And what she said is so important, and I just want you to hear this and feel into this. What's so important for you when you are, you know, in a sales conversation, again, if you listened to the bonus last week about strategy session selling, if you missed it, you definitely want to go back and listen to that. But, you know, in order to survive in this industry, in order to make it as an entrepreneur, you need to sell things. But what Laurel Langemere says is, in order to really be there and to make a sale, you have to believe in what you're selling. You really have to believe in what you're selling. And all of you on this call, I know, are, you know, are transformational entrepreneurs. You, you know, as Pamela Bruna says, you are out there wanting to change the world, wanting to change lives, wanting to make people's lives better. And you have to believe so strongly that they need you, that you are the answer to their prayers, that you are what's going to move them forward. And that might require some inner work on your part as far as your value and what you offer. And if you're newer to creating your business, this might be a little shaky, but that's okay. It's something to work towards. But what you want to get to is that place of total feeling inside of you that, yes, what I have is incredible, and they need me. They need me. So I'm going to stand here, and I'm going to be in this strategy session call. I'm going to give these talks. I'm going to go out there because my people need me, and I don't want to hide anymore. I want to get out there and support as many people as I can. So that's the big why story helps you get into that place, helps you see what a gift you are to your perfect customer. It helps you see that they really do need you and that you are the answer to their prayers. All right. So I just wanted to give a quick rundown of the 6 modules. And so if you haven't seen them, you know what you're in for. And again, I'm giving you your homework ahead of time, and that is to get yourself booked for a talk. I want you to do that by next week. And I also want to mention 2 bonuses. So hopefully you received an email from Diane, which is Margaret's business manager, letting you know that we have an extra bonus for you. So I'm going to hold that for 1 second. There's a bonus for you this Friday, as you know, and it's Margaret's Rockstar Charisma Bonus. So this is going to be an incredible hour for you from Margaret, where you'll do some tapping, and she'll have you transform your energy and your charisma and your authenticity so that you are ready for camera, on stage, and sales calls. So it's going to be an incredible bonus that you are not going to want to miss. And I have another special bonus that I was with Margaret again this weekend, and I was like, we need to offer our fabulous standout people one more bonus because we love you, and we want to just say thank you for stepping up, for saying, yes, this is my time. I'm totally going to do it. I want to stand out like a rock star. I want to get paid like a rock star. So your extra bonus is going to be a bonus Q&A call. You're going to have a bonus hot seat call, and this is going to be next week. So that would be October 9th, and it's going to be at the same time, 11 a.m., and I am going to have our fabulous coach, Fiona, on the call with me. In fact, Fiona is also on the call today, and so Fiona, if you have any feedback for our folks today, feel free to chime right in. But Fiona will be, she's our incredible coach in our Rockstars on a Mission program. Her and Kathy, those are our 2 wonderful coaches that we have. But Fiona will be with me next week. And I know quite a few of you have met Fiona as she talked to you about coming into this program. And you already know how great she is, and she's already supported you. So we wanted to bring, me and Fiona back together for next week, so that in case there's any last-minute questions you have, any more feedback you might want, you get an extra week to dive into the material. And if I spurred something in you today and you're like, ooh, I need to really look at that talk piece of it, and you want to come back next week with some tips or some ideas or some feedback on the talk that you're going to present, then you want to get that prepared as much as you can and bring it next week. And Fiona and I will be psyched to work with you on that. So that is your third bonus that you have. So you had my call last week with the strategy session selling. You've got Margaret this Friday at 11, and that's the Rockstar Charisma. And then you'll have Fiona and I next week at 11 a.m. on Wednesday, where you'll get an extra bonus hot seat. So bring anything you've got. Whew, that's a lot. All right, so *2 to raise your hand. And if you have any questions, then just click on *2, and I'd be happy to answer them. So we already have one hand raised. Alrighty then. Alright, hello. And I know it says Andre, and I know it's not Andre.
It's Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi. I'm going to say hi to Fiona, too, since she's on the line.
Yes. Hey, Fiona. Alright, Jennifer, what's going on?
Okay, so as I've discussed with you before, I'm a printmaker. And
yes.
I've actually got a couple of talks coming up. And so these are a little derivative from what we've been talking about as my ideal audience of artists.
Mm-hmm.
So one talk is, they're back-to-back. One's on a Sunday, the next is on a Monday. The first one is for a group. It's an organization it's more like academic professionals and print production industry people, but I'm sort of
mm-hmm.
viewing that as more of a networking opportunity and
Great.
Getting myself out there, sort of establishing myself as an expert in the field to other professionals.
Awesome.
But then the second one, which I think is more of an interesting opportunity as far as being able to offer something, is a talk to print collectors. And so it's
Ooh.
A group of people who specifically collect prints. And as a printmaker, when I work on a project, I do acquire prints from the project that are my own personal collection, which I can offer for sale.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been sort of structuring the talk as far as being able to talk a little bit about the history of printmaking, because that's the kind of thing that this group will be interested in. And
mm-hmm.
then talking about some of the specific techniques that we're working on in a contemporary fashion. And then showing examples, because people tend to get really excited seeing examples of the work and seeing the actual finished product. But the one thing I haven't quite gotten a handle on is sort of like how to offer something. I'm
mm-hmm.
definitely going to offer prints for sale, but I want to do it in a way that's, you know, more in alignment with what we've been talking about in this program.
Mm-hmm. Sure, sure. Yeah, let's see. So with the print collectors, what do they know about this talk, or why are they showing up for this talk?
The president of the organization actually
mm-hmm.
Missed a previous talk that I gave to another print group. And she
yep.
heard such great things about it that she wanted to organize a talk specifically for her group.
Oh, nice. Okay, good.
And this is the kind of thing they do. So they're coming to my studio, so there's going to be this sort of point of reference where they're going to see, like, where the magic happens.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And,
awesome.
And so, you know, at least I feel like it's on my home turf. I have this point of reference, and I want to, like, wave my magic wand and, like, make the magic happen for them.
Love it. That's awesome. So I want to ask you a few more questions about these people. So these print collectors, they, as you said, they're people who collect prints. And so they're not necessarily your ideal customer or your perfect customer in that, you know, in what we talked about last week. However,
right.
They do, you know, you can offer them service. You can offer them, you know, like you said, you've got prints for sale. But I'm wondering, is there a connection between these folks and your perfect customers? Is there, obviously they're buying from your perfect customers. But, so I'm just trying to think outside the box a little bit for this group. And see
mm-hmm.
if we can brainstorm a little bit about how we can. So, you know, it sounds like you've got your talk pretty much prepared, and then you know, you can definitely make an offer, like you said, for the prints, you know, and you can offer you know, you can. But before we jump right to that, I'm trying to think outside the box a little bit and see if there's another way that you could talk, get excitement from this group and make a connection or something with the people that you're serving, with the other people that you're serving that you're actually making prints for. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm wondering if there's, so you've got your people who make the prints, and then you've got your print collectors. So you're going to be talking about prints and you know, the history of it and stuff that's very exciting to them. And then, of course, you can offer them to buy some of the prints that you have. But I'm also thinking and wondering, is there a way to craft this talk where, I don't know, can you put together some of the people that you've worked with that have made prints and then put them together with these people and then you get, like, commission? I don't know, I'm totally just wondering, like, how else these people and who else they know that this could be even bigger and bigger than what we're imagining right here.
Right.
So I'm just throwing that. I don't know the answer to that necessarily, so I'm just throwing that out there to you.
Well, the one thing that organization also does at times is they will commission a work to be made by an artist. And
oh.
I think they then sell it to benefit the organization.
Okay.
And I'm not sure if they reach out to the artist or if they look to printers who have connections with particular artists. I'm not sure how that's structured internally with them yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So that, you know, might be something just, I don't know, kind of to keep in the back of your mind that you could be a resource somehow so when we're thinking about being an expert and positioning ourselves as you know, an authority in whatever we do, and we're experts, we also want to look at ourselves as resources. And I talk about this in this strategy session selling call that I did last week. And when you can position yourself as a resource, it makes you even more valuable and more wanted, and people are even more excited to see you. So if there's ways that you could position or put some of the people that you've worked with, the work that you love, in front of these people as a potential, you know, commissioned work or work that they might, you know, again, take on as for their, you know, for their benefit or for their, you know, to benefit the organization, that might be kind of cool. You know, that might be just another way that you get to be an extra resource for somebody, that you get to be extra valuable. And mm-hmm. that's just, again, it's positioning, it's being viewed as this person who puts people together, that you are somebody they want to know. You're somebody they want to be connected with, which also allows you to sell more and allows you to be, you know, doing more of the work that you love and getting your work out there. So so I want you to see how this can play out, and it might magically come up for you as you start to think about it, but just see how that might be able to play out for you in the and then
I'm going to jump in if I can, Bethany, if that's all right.
Yeah. Oh, is
hey,
that Fiona?
Jennifer, Fiona.
Hey,
hi,
Fiona.
Hi.
Hi.
So, yeah, so a couple things just popped into my head. When you go through the module about giving the talk, I love how Margaret structures it because, and you may remember this from when we talked and had our coaching session, you know, I really like how the actual wording of saying, I'm going to give you as much content as I can in the time that we have. Let's say you have an hour in the time that we have, and at the end, I'm going to show you how you can get some of these prints. We're going to have some of them for sale, and because I know that's really what you guys are here for, but I want to give you some of the history of it and really kind of explain things and really using those words that get them excited so that they know kind of what's coming, right? So they're
right.
Probably ready to, they know that there's going to be some prints for sale, but I think just using that wording up front, I'm going to give you as much content as I can in the time that we have, and then letting you know that the prints are going to be for sale, and even as I go throughout, are all the ones that you're showing as examples, are those going to be for sale?
A lot of them will, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so I would tell them up front, as we go through, I'm going to let you know how much, you know, if you wanted to, say what the price of the prints are as you're going through and really build the excitement for each print. The other thing I was thinking of, it would be really cool if you did have all of those for sale. Now, I don't know if this is going too big, but if you had some kind of video, like you could video the talk, right? And you could then say there's going to be a package deal at the end where you can buy all the prints that I'm showing today. And if you do that today, I'm also going to throw in a bonus copy of the video of today's talk so that you have that, can share that with your family and friends, other collectors, you know, that's just something that popped in my head.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could do that as a package deal and throw in the bonus video. That would be really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing, how'd that sound to you? Would that be something you would consider?
Yeah, that would definitely be something I would think about doing, like doing a video of the talk, just because I think it could be useful in a lot of different ways.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And then I could like look at how to package maybe some of the prints together.
Yeah, maybe you don't have all of them for sale. You know, maybe they're just, you're down to your last one, but you could tell them this one is included in the bonus. And that way, you know, you're going from taking people that are buying prints one at a time. Now you're putting together that package idea.
Yeah.
I also love the idea of, you know, if you do something like that, and again, you'd have to take into account the cost and whatnot, but doing, you know, can we kind of think of raffles as low school or like kind of old school things, but I would love for you to collect information from these people so that you can get their names, addresses, emails, phone numbers, whatever is important for you, and maybe even do a little form that they fill out that says, you know, are you a collector? Do you have artists that you represent? Do you have needs for printmaking? Would you like for me to follow up with you? You know, kind of set and you know, you can work through that on the Facebook page or throw out some ideas to us next week. But, you know, come up with some things that you could send to them, and that way you're collecting and you're saying at the end, I'm going to raffle off this one particular print maybe everyone that fills this out and turns it in is eligible for that, because I want you to walk away with more than just you give your talk, you sold some posters, something where you can then go back and follow up and find out, you know, like Bethany was saying, do they know people in the industry? Because a lot of times people don't think about it until we ask them, and all of a sudden they're like, oh, my God, yeah, my friend George, you know, is looking for somebody new, but they weren't really thinking of it that way because they came to you to buy prints. Do you know what I mean? So you're feeding it into their mind. What do you think of that?
Yeah, that's great feedback, Deanna. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think those are some really good points to tease out for this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and just like Fiona said, you definitely, even with your talk, you definitely want to look at the module four and module five, because that wording you definitely want to include, like she just said. And the using the prints as a way to, just like she said, I'm reiterating because we are totally on the same wavelength, Fiona, using that to get excitement and interest. Well, of course, get them excited to buy it now, for sure. But, you definitely want to be, and this goes for everybody in every talk that you do, you definitely want to be collecting names and emails. Even if, you know, these people seem completely random, you want to collect names and emails. Raffle, old school, great way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You can even... You know, so you can raffle off that. You can raffle off a print. You can, anybody out there with any kind of expertise, if there's a book that you love, that you've read. In fact, I can do a little plug for Margaret's book, Tapping into Wealth, right now. It's she's doing pre-orders for it. But that will be coming out soon. But if there's a book that you love that got you to where you are in your transformation or where you are now, maybe there's an incredible print book as well. I mean, you've got the prints that you can do, but something, a history on
The book's a great idea. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you can raffle those. It's a great way to get names and emails, and people love free stuff. So they're going to be totally excited, and they're going to even just love you for that too.
Yeah. And that way, Jennifer, you're building, you know, your list that you guys can use for the business, but you know, down the road, you know, people are, they know what you're doing with it. So that way you have your list for later when you start to do your own, you know, artwork and you start to pull that piece up. These are people that already know who you are. They already love you. They already heard you speak, and they've offered their information to you. So it's just a great way. I always want everyone to leave a talk with, you know, hard information that you can then use. And so it's just a matter of thinking what's the best way to collect that in this situation. So I think, you know, raffling off a poster or a book or something like that, the video even, if you do the video, any of those ideas would be great content and information for people that in exchange for some information from them. So
excellent.
Good job, lady. Thanks. I love all these ideas.
Well, and I also want you to as we were talking, to take it a step further, you know, really looking at those print collectors, how can you be a resource? How can you connect them with people who make prints? And then it's interesting because your talk, and I don't want to skip, and remember, guys, star 2 to raise your hand if you have any other questions or want some feedback. So don't be shy. This is your time, star 2. But the talk that you're doing for the academic professionals, you said, and the print production professionals,
mm-hmm.
And what's the intention for that? What's the intention for that talk?
When I applied for that that seminar that's going on, I think the intention was more to make networking connections with other professionals, because there
okay.
will be people coming to this conference from all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
And it's,
oh, wow.
It's sort of a smallish conference. It's like 130 attendees, but I think
sure.
it's very focused.
Right. And you're going to be presenting, you said, right?
Right, right.
Okay, that's pretty huge that you're presenting in front of all those people. That's very exciting. let's not minimize. Only 130 people is very exciting. So what were you planning to talk about there?
This, I think, is going to be more of a, it's going to be a studio visit again, and I think it'll be a little more technically oriented about the processes and the more specialized processes that I use in working with artists. So it's not going to be about collecting, but it's going to be more about the process, because there will be a lot of people who are very familiar with process, and to be honest, they sort of geek out over that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I think the book idea for collecting information is great, because I do have a book where there was a chapter written about some of the specialized processes in the studio.
Sure.
And so I think they would be really interested in that particular book, and then seeing physical examples of some of the work that I've done.
Great. And
so
how
I'm sort of
can...
looking at it as a way to get some networking, so that when some of those people have opportunities in their locations, they sort of think of me as a speaker they can bring in, somebody they can bring in to do like a studio project with another artist if they've got that opportunity.
So these people are going to know other artists then, and it could be a connection for you there. Yeah. And then... yeah, so I want you to brainstorm some of the other ways that you can be a resource. So now, it's definitely networking. You're getting to know people. So you're positioning yourself as the expert. So it's great positioning. It's great, it's great for you to be in front of that crowd. And, again, they also have access, like you said, to your ideal perfect customer. And so just be thinking outside the box there. You know, they're geeking out over the incredible things that you're showing them. Again, positioning yourself as this expert. But I'm just wondering if, and then I'm seeing them connected with the print collectors, how there can be a connection there. I don't know how you can be this total resource for both organizations. I don't know. Just let that play around, though, and I want you to go into any talk, even if it's not your perfect customer, and be thinking about how you can, again, wow them with what you know, but also positioning yourself as the authority, and always be thinking about, like Fiona said, getting emails and names, but how can I, besides just even a process, what's another way that I could add value to these folks? What else do I know? And even some of what you might have learned from Senate, like a rock star you could present. You know, what do you know now that they don't know that could be of value of them, that could have them coming to you for help or support or information or connections? Just want you to just let that percolate a little bit and see where that takes you.
Okay.
I know it's kind of vague, but I just want to ask the questions, because I feel like once those questions are asked, you know, everything starts to line up and all crazy things happen.
Yeah, totally. I was going to jump. I was going to jump in and say if there was, I'm not sure the cost involved, but if you could do some type of cool limited print just for that group that would be coming through, that would showcase one of the techniques that kind of makes you stand out, and then somehow tie that back in. Or I think it would also be cool to either let people sign up for, or you offer to people you think might be good resources, networking resources for you, for some kind of tabletop topic, maybe a luncheon where you get together and talk strategies. I mean, that one is a real networking opportunity. So I would kind of take that look at who could you really align with, who could you collaborate with, who would be the people in that group that really could bring you your perfect customers, and then seeing what it is that they need from you, how you could be a resource for them, what would put your name ahead of everybody else's that they might have out there as a resource, and make it something special that they feel like that's kind of where everybody is right now, is we want to feel like we're special. And so, doing a little luncheon for them to come back and collaborate, or discuss another topic that you have, that you might even say, I'd love to show you this, but we can't get to that today, but I will have an opportunity for some of, people that are interested. So you decide whether you want them to control whether they sign up, or you want to be the one offering invitations. But that might be another way to go, to really, while you have people there, you're presenting yourself as the expert, and you are the expert, that you can really start to have people want to work with you, that want to go out of their way to pick you as their top person when they think, oh, here I have somebody, and they're looking for somebody, Jennifer would be perfect. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally.
Awesome.
Yeah, I like that idea of a subsequent event that maybe mm-hmm. invitation or opt-in.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so then you have a smaller group, and you're really getting the people that, are going to be resources. You're going to be resources for each other, right? So you're always keeping in mind that you're providing this amazing service. You have these techniques that, they might not be able to get other places. They definitely don't have you, Magical Jennifer, other places. So you bring your uniqueness to everything. And so just come from that place of service, and how can you work with people. You're not coming from a selling place. You're coming from this amazing collaborative, this vision that they have, and how you bring it to life for them, and how you work together, and bringing all that together, I think would be a really cool way to take something that it's great. You have 130 people there, but now who are those people in that group that really are the ones that are going to be able to work with you and move forward with you?
Right.
Yay, Jennifer.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Thank you both.
Great question. So exciting. So exciting. I love it.
Can't wait to hear what happens next. Yay.
Exactly.
Me neither.
Definitely let us know. Definitely let us know.
I will. Thanks so much.
Awesome.
Thanks, Jennifer.
That was incredible. So star 2 to raise your hand if you have another question or want some feedback. I can see you. I can see you online, and I know you have questions. So I want to, because Fiona brought up the script that you'll see if you are looking at Module 4 and Module 5, and I wanted to bring some attention to that just in case you haven't seen it yet. So let's see. Where's the one I'm looking for? I've got a couple scripts here. And, oh, here we go. Yeah. So when you heard her say, and it's on step 2 of the step-by-step selling script that we have, and it would be at the end of a free a workshop or a lecture. Now, remember, when you're offering free workshops or lectures or all of that, yes, you can do it for free. It's going to be an hour. These are not 3-hour, workshops anymore. It's an hour lecture, maybe an hour and a half. You want to never leave empty-handed, as Fiona said. You want to make sure you're collecting names and emails at least. So, we say make an offer, make a sale if you can do that. Well, sometimes you don't, you aren't allowed to, or it might be weird to do that. So at least get the name and email of them, and then you can follow up later. You can, you know, eat later with an email or later with a phone call. But you can always offer a strategy session or do like we said about the raffle. And there's always something that you can give. You can raffle off a book. You can, you know, people who interact and raise their hand, answer a question, bam, give them a book. It gets people engaged. It gets people excited about your talk. And I just wanted to run through that language again. It's right here in your script, but I want to emphasize why it's so important. So, you know, we give you the exact wording. Tonight, I will jam-pack as much great stuff in as I can in the time we have together, and it's going to rock. My goal is you leave here transformed, you know, or with a step-by-step process, or totally informed about whatever, right, so that you can adjust that for what your talk is. And at the end, some of you will want to take this work further, so I promise that I will share with you a way that you can do that. Does that sound great or what? So I want to star that and make sure that you always have that in a talk that you do. In fact, there was something similar to that in the strategy session selling class that I did last week. And the reason for that is you are being transparent and truthful and letting them know that you're going to be giving them a resource or letting them know how they can take work with you further, which means you're going to make a sale. So you're basically setting it from the very beginning. You're making it clear that this is what's going to happen. You're making it clear that, hey, I'm going to make an offer. And then half, you know, all the way through your talk, right before the end, you say, hey, remember I told you that I promised you that I would show you how to take this work further if you want, or I would show you how you can, you know, if you really want to, you know, get your talk out there and built and done and, you know, and make it easy. You remember I told you I would do that? Well, I'm getting to that right now. I promised. Well, here it is. And then you start going into what your offer is. You know, I'm offering you 3 sessions to work with me, or I'm offering you a strategy session where we will look at exactly where you are. We'll look at where you want to go, and we'll see what kind of plan, what kind of resources we can find for you that will work, that will get you to the transformation that you want. And so, as I discussed last week in the strategy session selling bonus, sometimes you're that resource, and sometimes somebody else is the resource. But if we can always consider ourselves as being somebody who's a connector, somebody who's a resource, somebody who is helping somebody's life be better by you being in it, then they're going to love you no matter what. And, you know, as I said in the call last week, I've done lots of calls where on a strategy session, I'm not their person, and that's totally okay. And so I offer them somebody else, or I offer them to, you know, listen, you're not even ready for me yet. You need to go back, you know, that little piece that you just said that you have from so-and-so, or that book that you were working through, that audio, whatever, you need to go back and really work through that. Then it will put you in a position where you're ready to work with me. Or you need to go, I've got some free videos, go work through those. Do the actual work. Tap every single day. And then, you know, or do this. And, you know, some of you have experienced that, you know, when you're talking with Fiona, and this was the resource for you, what that got you here. So you always want to think about how you can be a resource for somebody, whether, again, it's you or you're offering somebody else. But when we do it this way, it takes away that fear that people have that, oh, you know, we don't want to be, you know, jumping out of the closet saying, hey, we're going to sell, you know, to you right now. And that just feels slimy and yucky and weird. But when you say that, like, look, and here's what I promise. I promise you I'm going to show you how to do more of this work. So I can only do so much in an hour. And that's so truthful and it's real. And people like that. So you want to make sure that you definitely include that in your talk. It's super important. And I wanted to bring attention to the fact that in the Stand Out Like a Rockstar module, we're talking to you when you decide what's going to be in your 40 awesome minutes, what's going to be in your talk. You want to take your best stuff, your totally best, incredible stuff, because it's condensed. You know, it's only going to be, you're only teaching in again, 40 minutes, right? Because the other 20 minutes or so is you talking about you, it's your credibility, it's your positioning, and you've got 40 minutes of content. Well, you can only take people so far in that content, in that talk. That's just a matter of time. And I want you to totally see how you will take them in that 40 minutes, right? But if you had them for another 6 weeks to work with them, then imagine how much farther they can get, right? So obviously, even if you give your best stuff, if you show them exactly how to do something, you give them your best stuff, then you're doing it in such a small time frame that they can only take it so far, right? And that's just the truth. But you want them to know about it, and you give people full permission to go off and try it on their own if they want to. But if it's exciting and awesome, they're going to want to go deeper with you. They're going to be really excited. If they're your perfect customer and you're saying, hey, you know, I want to show you how to, you know, create this talk, and I'm going to show you how to take your business even further. You know, you have to develop a talk. You need to do strategy sessions. You need to do this, this, and this. Like, that's how you're going to take it further. And I just showed you today how to, you know, how to craft this, how to make people stick around for your talk, how to gather names and emails, right? So you can show them that little piece. But to take it further, maybe it's, you know, okay, well, if you want to take this further, then how are you going to promote that talk? How are you going to make that talk so irresistible that people are going to be jumping up and down saying, yes, yes, I want a strategy session with you, or yes, yes, I want, you know, I want what you just sold. You know, I want that package. I want to take this deeper with you right now. Like, I'm so ready. So how do you do that, right? Well, I'll show you how to do that when you work with me for, you know, the next 3 weeks on my call or whatever. So, again, they're going to be, when they're your perfect customer, they're going to be literally jumping up and down when the content you give is so wonderful and so amazing. And then you have this script here to show you where we've got these incredible things like, if you're looking at Module 4, there's, you know, we tell you do a poll in the group. So when you want to start giving your content, you have an idea of what their problem is, right? Well, you want to make that crystal clear as you ask a question to the group. Like, again, I keep talking about talks because that's apparently where I'm on a roll right now. But even, you know, just going back to Jennifer and her prints, you know, how many of you, if she's talking to her people, with the print, the folks who are, you know, making the prints and even networking, you know, has any of you struggled with this part, with this certain piece of it, right? Maybe there's a certain struggle that they all have or something, and you're like, has anyone struggled with this? And they raise their hand, and maybe you have a way that helps them with that, that shows them, look, if you tried it this way, that problem just goes away. And that's super exciting. So you gave them something that's exciting. You know, you have them raising their hands, engaged, saying, yes, I totally have that problem, right? And then you want to be things that you know that their problems are, you know from doing the work where what's in their head, where their struggles are. You want to bring that up within the context of this talk. But you do that by, we call it polling the group or doing some kind of exercise that's going to reveal what their problem is, right? So, you know, if you were doing weight loss, for example, and you have this group of people and, you know, again, an easy one, right? How many of you have been on diet, you know, yo-yo diets, you know, up and down, up and down? Yes. How many of you are tired of your weight going up and down? Yes. So getting them engaged, getting them to raise their hand. And then you can even take them a little bit deeper and ask something that's gets them to open up a little bit more vulnerable. How many of you, you know, just have a really hard time you know, going shopping for clothes or looking at yourself in the mirror, right? So if that's what your talk's going to be on, you want to invite them to go a little deeper. And if you invite them to go deeper and it's going to require them to be really vulnerable, you want to be the first one raising your hand saying, that is me. You know, like, I had a really hard time looking at myself in the mirror and it was just horrible. And, you know, what I said to myself every time was just, you know, it was ruthless. I was ruthless and harsh. And it was really hard for me. I don't know, have any of you ever experienced that? So as your hand is raised and you're being vulnerable, you're sharing a little bit about you and your struggle. This is part of your big why story, right? So I kind of plunked that right in. It invites your people to raise their hand and say, mm-hmm, yep, I totally know what you're saying. I totally feel that too, right? So you want to engage your audience. You want to get them to go deeper with you. Get them to go get vulnerable with you. And again, it gives them that permission, but only when you go there as well, which is where your big why story comes in. So again, that's module 6. And if you can look at your big why, which is why you got where you are, did you have to lose weight? Why are you making these prints for these artists? And part of it is, you had said, Jennifer, even last time, that they struggle sometimes with getting their work out and getting it out to a wider audience. And that's something you want to beautify the world. You want people to have these in their homes, and let's make it affordable so they can do that. That's really exciting, And maybe you've had a personal experience with that yourself. So look at your own personal experience and what got you to do the work that you love, what got you here right now. I know I have Corey on the line here who is, she's spoken before, and she works with military spouses, right, who have had to put their careers on hold for their partner who's in the military. Well, imagine her in front of a group saying, hey, how many of you, what's been your experience putting your career on hold? What have you gone through? Because I know me, in my experience, it was challenging. I mean, I loved supporting my husband, and it was, and I was so honored to do that. And at the same time, I had this fire inside that was, as I was making these connections, I really wanted to move my career forward, but I didn't, and I held it in. And it was challenging for me, and it was hard. And, we're not supposed to want that, but I did. How many of you feel the same? So do you see how when you talk to people like that, you put a little bit of your own big why story into this talk, and you invite them to raise their hand, you're creating connection, you're creating emotional connection, and that's what gets people wanting to work with you, wanting to be with you, trusting you, and then they get to say yes to the incredible offer that you make. They get to say yes to the, whether you're selling something or a strategy session, or wherever you're taking them, or you're bringing them to another talk or to a series of talks, this helps them to connect with you and love you for that. And this is how you create fans, which is what we want. We want fans for life, because as you continue to grow and have more programs to offer, you get the opportunity to take your people deeper and deeper. Okay? So I just want you to see how all of these things connect. So in Module 6, there's a big why story, which can be a 3-page document, but I want to show you, as some advanced moves, how you can take little pieces of that and put it into a talk, put it into a strategy session where you're talking about, where you just introduce yourself a little bit if they don't know who you are. Well, here's why I do what I do, and you give them a tiny little 2-sentence piece of it in case they don't know you. Sometimes they don't know you when they come on a strategy session call. They may not have seen you at a talk, or they may have just been a referral from somebody else. So you might have to give a little piece of that. So I want you to see how all of these things connect, how you use a little piece of that big why story in a video. And again, I want to emphasize videos. When you heard us say today, like, collect names, collect emails, collect phone numbers so you can get in touch with these people, you want to be blogging. You want to be making videos, videos about your process, videos about the transformation, videos, tips, videos, everyone can do a video on procrastination, every single one of you can. Start putting out videos, and in some of those videos, you might have a little piece of your big why story of why you are where you are. And it also helps to establish your credibility and authenticity, and who you are as an authority. So I want to, so you'll see throughout, so I want to talk about that for a minute. I want to talk about creating credibility. That's really huge. I'm writing myself a note because I just want to go through the module 4 a little bit more. So there's pulling the group. You'll see us, you're doing it regularly, and all that means is you're asking a question. You're just getting them to raise their hand, getting them to participate. And you want to make sure to include a moment of presence, we call it. And you want to make sure at some point you're asking, how much is this costing you? So you're revealing a pain for them. You're giving them a moment of consciousness. And you're going to be inviting them to move, to take action with you at the end, to transform, right, to get to where they want to be, because you know that they're struggling. So you want to make sure that you're giving them a moment of presence where you're saying, well, how much does this cost you? you know, and if it's emotionally, financially, give them a minute. Have them write it down. Ask them to volunteer the information if they want to. It's super important to get them involved, writing things down, just telling how they're feeling to you and then in the group, okay? Because then that's what gets them, by the time you get to Module 5, which is the wraparound for the talk, which is the selling piece of it, that's what gets them ready to say, yeah, I want that. I totally want to take this further. I'm tired. I'm tired of, if you're in relationship coaching, I'm tired of being in, you know, lonely. I'm tired of coming home every night and being sad. I'm sick of it. I want to get out there, and I just don't know how. I've tried, but I don't know how. I really do want you to help me. You know, I want to build my business. I want more clients, but I just, apparently what I'm doing isn't working. I really do need help. I'm tired of it. I'm sick of it. It's costing me $10,000. It's costing me, you know, $15,000. It's costing me all these programs, but never being able to move myself forward. So that's what you want your clients to be thinking as you're asking these questions, right? And, you know, with the artists, you know, you want the artists to be thinking, yeah, I really do want to have a bigger outreach. I want to get out there, but, you know, people can't really afford my work. How can I reach a wider audience? What can I do? And you want to be the resource, the answer. You want to, at the end, say, and do I have a resource for you? I have something that you're going to love. Remember I promised you that? I have something for you. All right, so you're predicting, and that's where all this work comes together that you did in Module 1 with the perfect customer, the before and after picture. You're picturing and you're predicting what their struggle is, where they are, what their problems are, so that you can now bring it into the talk, help them see it even more clearly, give them a couple strategies through the talk, and then the final strategy that's going to take them to the next level is your offer that you make. All right? So just, again, showing you how all of this connects. And star two to raise your hand. I'll take one more question if you have another question. But I do want to talk about this credibility piece. So when you're, you know, standing out and you want to get paid like a rock star, well, part of that is showing that you are the rock star. And we're asking you to embody that right now, even if you're scared, even if you don't feel ready for it. You can embody yourself as that rock star. And again, what does rock star mean to you? So you want to embody this and feel like, yeah, like I was saying with Laura Langemere, yeah, what I have for you is unbelievable. And you just need to feel that. And you fake it until you make it. If you don't feel it, you pretend. you know, you're like, yep, I totally have what you need. And ways of showing credibility and authority, I want you to think outside the box. And this is something I'm giving you, this, you know, advanced move that I take our rock stars in the Rock Stars on a Mission program. Because what I find is so many of you forget where you came from. And especially if you're going out into coaching and you've worked somewhere before, or you've worked in corporate, or you're branching out into your mission, which is different from the other job or the profession that you had before. Okay, this is often when this happens. I find that when you are, and so you want to make sure you're establishing credibility in a talk, on your videos, in your Big Why story. You're weaving it in. We call that seeding, like planting little seeds. You're weaving it in constantly in conversations, in your videos, in your talks. And so it's not going to sound like, so my name is Bethany, and I graduated from Northeastern University with a degree in interpreting. I also graduated from Northeastern University with a degree in leadership. And I started my own business, and I was a coach, and I worked with tons of clients. I also was a police officer, which is true, by the way. Let's see, what else did I do? I started working with Margaret Lynch, and I was one of her rockstar coaches, right? So you're not doing that, because that is boring. Who wants to listen to all of that, right? So you're not going down with all, you know, listing all of your credentials. You want to weave it into a story. You want to weave it into your talk. You want to weave it into your video. You're weaving it into your Big Why story. So that's part one, is you're weaving it, right? You want to make sure that you're sprinkling it here and there. So if I was going to, you know, let's see, So with, I don't know, let's see, if I was going to say, I'm going to go with you again, Corey, just because you're on my mind today. And I don't know all of your credibility, but or all of your credentials, but part of the credential is that you are the people that you're working for. So part of it is, hey, I'm like you. I know you. I was, you know, I'm a military spouse as well. I know what it's like. That's credential number one, if you are your perfect customer, right? You want to make sure they get that and they know that. But then maybe you used to work in corporate. Like I was working with another one of our rock stars who is into coaching now, but used to work for customer service and used to work in corporate and, you know, was also a top salesperson, right? Well, that is going to inform who you are as a coach. So you want to say things like, so, you know, when I was in corporate, you know, I was a top salesperson. And, you know, that really informed me, like working with really got me to understand who people are and what their struggle is with blah, 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 you know, whatever maybe you were selling or something, right? So you want to, and then you start to talk a little bit more about your story and about why you're doing what you do, okay? So you want to weave it in as if it's part of the story. So if you're talking to a group and you're saying, you know, I love what I do. I'm so passionate about it because, you know, when I was in corporate, I used to, you know, I was dying there and I really wanted to live my passion. And I didn't know how to jump, you know, from one to the other. However, when I went to, oh, my God, this is so ridiculous. I'm trying to do this off the top of my head. I didn't prepare anything, and that's just ridiculous. Scratch that. Start over. So when I was so if you're in front of an audience and you want to create your credibility, again, if you worked in corporate or you had experience of something that seems unrelated to what you're teaching now, like suppose you're, you know, all about relationships, but you used to work in corporate and you – or a salesperson or something, I bet you that that experience that you have had with sales, with working with people, has informed you in some way about relationships. I mean, isn't the corporate or the professional environment one of, you know, the petri dish of relationships and where relationships happen, right? So you could be an observer of that. You could say, you know, so, and then I found that people would come to me for relationship advice, even though, you know, I don't know why they did that, but I found that I was pretty good at it. And when they took my advice, they were hooking up left and right with, you know, their soulmates. So do you see how that way of putting that together gives you credibility? Because number one, you used to work in a corporate environment as a salesperson, maybe you're the, you know, top salesperson, which is not related to relationships necessarily, but it gives you credibility because it puts you in a professional environment. It's experience that you've had, right? But when you then say, and if, you know, again, if this is true, but I used to, you know, people used to come up to me and then I was like, wow, I'm pretty good at this. And then I decided, hey, I'm going to do this for a job because I'm really good at it. So I started my own business and I've had incredible success rates. So you see how one completely unrelated bit of credibility still positions you as an authority, even though it's a totally different business. It's a totally different kind of, you know, a totally different kind of area, but it still leads to credibility. So I want you to list out, and this isn't, we talk about this a little bit, so I'm, again, just trying to take this further for you. I want you to list out everything that you've done, all the jobs that you've had, all your experience, everything that you've ever done, and do not underestimate anything as unrelated and see how what you did there is informing what you're doing now, even if it seems unrelated. And I want you throwing out that credibility. You hear Margaret all the time. Now, Margaret is an engineer, right? Well, how is engineering related to this kind of coaching and, you know, that we're doing now? We have Stand Out Like a Rock Star, which is, you know, exploding your visibility and impact and income, right? Well, she describes her engineering background as giving her the discipline to run a business. Also, she describes her engineering background as giving her the ability to see patterns in her life, in the work that she's doing, right? So I want you to see how your experience, and get a partner to help you with this, will inform you so that you can weave that credibility throughout your talk in stories. I want you to practice storytelling and weaving that credibility and your authority. The other piece, so that's really, I want you to study that and look at all that you have. I just worked with another rock star who is a business coach, and she works with entrepreneurs, and nowhere in her story did she ever say that she was an entrepreneur for 16 years. And also, after I talked to her, found out that she was, that story about people coming up to her was true for her. She said, you know, I was an entrepreneur, but even before that, she was working in a corporate environment, and she was helping people for years to build businesses from scratch. She was so good at it. She could point out their problems and issues, give them advice, and people were building businesses like there was no tomorrow. And finally, 16 years later and many years later, she decided to do that. Nowhere was that in her story. I'm like, do you know what that sounds like? When you tell a story and you're like, so, you know, so here's my process. So here's what I want to teach you today. And, you know, it's funny because when I was, you know, an entrepreneur, I had my own business for 16 years doing something, you know, not coaching, but I was whatever she was doing. I don't remember what she was doing. But, you know, I was, you know, in building my own business. And people used to come to me all the time at networking events. And, you know, I was always, friends would always refer their friends to me to help them build their business. And I did, often from scratch. I was just spouting out advice. You know, I couldn't shut up about it. I loved talking about it. So if they, you know, cornered me at an event, I would just go crazy. And you know what happened? They all built their businesses. I worked with over 150 people who I saw one by one build their businesses, some from scratch. Some were exploding their businesses from working with me, you know, just from me spouting out some advice. And I thought, hey, there's something to that. So you see how it's conversational, but do you see all the credibility that's in there? Okay. So I want you to do that and include that in your videos, include that everywhere. In your talks, in your emails that you write, in your newsletters, in your blogs. I want you to find ways of seeding your credibility. When you're talking with somebody, you know, especially at a networking event, again, not having to list everything out, but just making it in a conversational way. It adds excitement. It's already positioning you as the authority, as somebody who should be coaching or should be doing what you're doing, should be leading in some way. Should be the rock star, right? So there's your advanced move. You're totally part two of your homework, the way that's going to put you in front of people and have people, again, clamoring for you, wanting your name, wanting to work with you, wanting to know who you are, wanting you to go speak to their group. And you just can't assume people know this stuff already. You can't assume that you have all this time that eventually it'll be revealed. It's got to come out at the beginning. But when you do it in a storytelling kind of way, then it's endearing and people see it and it's not, you know, forcing it down their throat, and people appreciate that. And they want to know that they can trust you, and that's what leads to trust. And again, but it's up to you to let them know. And it sounds, maybe it's kind of weird. We're not all used to talking in this way. But it is how you position yourself. And you also, as far as credibility, if you're working with clients, if you are coaching or, you know, you're making your prints or whatever you're doing, you want to make sure that people know that and don't take that for granted. Put that in your videos. Put that in your talks. You know, so what, like I just did to you, you know, so I worked with one of our rock stars, right? So you know there's a rock stars on a mission program because I said that. So that's our year-long program. You also know that I was coaching, right? And you also know that, so you know that there's coaching clients, you know that there's Rockstar on a mission, you know that I am a coach. Just by saying that one little sentence, that little piece of it, all of that credibility is in there, right? You also know that I work with Margaret. So there's some credibility there. So look at the different ways that you can seed or, you know, sprinkle in that you're working with clients, that you're taking clients, that you have a process, that you have a series that you give, right? You want us to look for different ways, and you don't have to come right out and say it, but it's like, so when I, you know, so I have, when you're doing your content piece and you're 40 awesome minutes, you're just going to say things like, so I have this, so today I'm going to show you this incredibly powerful process that will completely explode your credibility, and you'll be able to go out there and have such a powerful way of speaking with potential clients that they're going to totally want to work with you. Now, again, I teach this as part of my 6-part series, but I was looking at that and I thought, well, what can they take away right now? You know, what can they take a little piece of right now that's totally going to move them forward? And so that's what I wanted to offer you today. So you're seeding, yeah, it's part of my process, but I'm giving you a little piece of it today so that they're knowing, hey, there's more. You want to do that when you talk. You want to do that when you give a talk, when you're out networking, when you're talking about what you do. You want to let people know there's a bigger piece of this, because that's what they're going to be able to dive deeper with you. So think outside the box. Learn how to tell stories, and the big why story, how you construct that will help you in that piece of it. And begin to take this idea of credibility and authority, look at all of your experiences that you've had, how does that inform what you do now, and really start practice it with your friends and family, and then practice with people you don't know, get out there to networking events, and just practice speaking like this. And it will immediately have people wanting to connect with you and wanting to know who you are. And that is how you become a rock star. So that's going to end our time together today. And I want you to remember that you've got 2 pieces of homework. So you're going to work on this credibility piece. And I want you booking a talk. So find somebody who is interested in hearing what you have to say and book a talk and see if you can book it and get it scheduled for, you know, within the next month, right? So I want you to do it in the next week to book it, but I want, you know, have it be with it. See if you can get it within the next month. And that will give you, or even, you know, if somebody has a slot open, you never know when you ask and when you say you have this incredible talk. You might be just the perfect answer for this person who is freaking out because they're like, oh, their speaker or somebody they had scheduled bagged out and can't show up, or someone got sick or something. You really could be the answer to someone's prayers. So don't be afraid to say, hey, I do this incredible talk, and do you know anyone who'd love to hear it? They might say yes, or they might know somebody who might want to hear it. So book that talk. And then I want you to work on that credibility piece and the authority piece, making that huge list of everything you've ever done, all of your experience, and how can you talk about that that leads to you being some kind of authority and credible person. Just holding some kind of job for a long period of time makes you credible. You know, it says you're responsible. It says you... you know, you've got some good qualities, you've got some good skills that kept you in a job for so long, even if it's unrelated. So I just want you to really see how these unrelated pieces, or seemingly unrelated, just show who you are. You know, if you have some kind of challenging degree, then you of course want to talk about that too, just that is part of your work ethic. It's part of how you used willpower and strength to make it through that degree, for example. All right, so just see how it, so ask the question how instead of it doesn't relate. So how can it relate? How can I talk about this? I just gave you tons of examples. All right, so yes.
If I can jump in real quick, because I love the example when, you know, you were a sign language interpreter for the deaf, and that seemingly has no relevance on what you do now, but I loved the connection that you actually are in your work now as a coach interpreting these marketing strategies for people and putting it in a way that they can understand it in a whole new way where they weren't able to before. And I think that just that example was so mind-blowing to me because it made me see, oh my gosh, everything really does help in your new, what, you know, wherever you're going with your mission, all the things that you've done have led up to this point. And it's just a matter of finding the connections and putting it in such a way that it makes sense both for you and for other people, because that just was so clear to me when I heard you say that. I thought, oh, wow, that's really cool. Like, it was actually meant to be in a way.
Exactly. Exactly. Thanks, Fiona. That was awesome. Thank you for reminding me of that too. And I will say it's hard to do this by yourself sometimes, because it sometimes is hard to see that connection, right? Because that's like, oh, kind of weird, right? So definitely partner up with somebody and allow them to, and just say, look, I'm going to run this by you. How does this relate to what I'm doing? And sometimes they can totally see where there's some really cool connections that you can bridge the gap for people and of course, make yourself sound really damn cool, which I like to sound cool. I know Margaret loves to sound cool. And that's what it takes to be a rock star, is not being afraid to sound cool and to put yourself out there in that way. So thanks, Fiona. You're awesome. All right, so I'm going to unmute everybody so you can all say bye. And then remember, you have your bonus this Friday with Margaret, and that's the charisma bonus. And then you have the bonus Q&A or hot seat next week. So I just gave you a ton of things to do. So I want my cue here for Fiona and I want us to be exhausted with all of the questions that you have for us for next week. All right, so it's your last one. Let's dive right in, and don't be shy, and do the work this week so that you can be prepared and ready to ask any questions that come up for next week. This is your time while we have this container set up for you. You know, while you've got, you know, one more hot seat, this is the time to push through, use that, you know, third chakra willpower that you've got to push through and do the work to get you to really taking that leap so that you can stand out and get paid like a rock star while you're in this container and we've allowed you to work through it and to ask questions. Doing it now instead of waiting till later or waiting till you're more ready or waiting till you have more stuff done, just do it the best you can. Work through the modules the best you can right now. Get it done, because the probability of going to it later is less, you know, because you get busy. So commit to doing it right now, and you'll be so amazed with what you come out with. And I can't wait. Right, Fiona, to hear them next week. I'm really excited.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Sweet. All right, so you're unmuted. So love you guys. Have a great week, and we'll see you next week.
Bye. 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 Bye, Bethany. Bye, Fiona. Thank you.
Bye. Bye, guys.
Thank you. Thank you.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye.